Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 19. Presumptions, defense of a residential structure or occupied vehicle, exceptions, definitions.
A. A person is presumed to reasonably believe that the threat or use of physical force or deadly force is immediately necessary for the purposes of Section 13, if the person knows or has reason to believe that the person against whom physical force or deadly force is threatened or used is unlawfully or forcefully entering or has unlawfully or forcefully entered and is present in the person's residential structure or occupied vehicle.
B. For the purposes of Sections 13, a person who is unlawfully or forcefully entering or who is unlawfully or forcefully entered and is present in a residential structure or occupied vehicle is presumed to pose an imminent threat of unlawful deadly harm to any person who is in the residential structure or occupied vehicle. C. The presumptions in subsections A and B of this section do not apply if 1. The person against whom physical force or deadly physical force was threatened or used has the right to be in or is a lawful resident of the residential structure or occupied vehicle, including an owner, lessee, invitee or title holder, and an order of protection or injunction against harassment has not been filed against that person. 2. The person against whom physical force or deadly physical force was threatened or used is the parent or grandparent, or has legal custody or guardianship, of a child or grandchild sought to be removed from the residential structure or occupied vehicle. 3. The person who threatens or uses physical force or deadly physical force is engaged in an unlawful activity, or is using the residential structure or occupied vehicle to further an unlawful activity. 4. The person against whom physical force or deadly physical force was threatened or used is a law enforcement officer who enters or attempts to enter a residential structure or occupied vehicle in the performance of official duties. D. For the purposes of this section. 1. Residential structure has the same meaning prescribed in Section 13,1501. 2. Vehicle means a conveyance of any kind, whether or not motorized, that is designed to transport persons or property. Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 419, establishes presumptions related to the defense of a residential structure or occupied vehicle. This section provides guidelines regarding when a person is presumed to reasonably believe that the threat or use of physical force or deadly force is immediately necessary, as well as when a person who unlawfully or forcefully enters a residential structure or occupied vehicle is presumed to pose an imminent threat. Let's explore the details and provide examples to illustrate its application.
According to subsection A, a person is presumed to reasonably believe that the threat or use of physical force or deadly force is immediately necessary, if they know or have reason to believe that the person against whom such force is threatened or used is unlawfully or forcefully entering, or has unlawfully or forcefully entered, their residential structure or occupied vehicle.
This presumption aids in establishing the reasonableness of the person's actions, under Section 13. Example 1, a homeowner hears loud noises and sees an individual forcefully attempting to break into their residence. The homeowner, per the presumption in this section, is presumed to reasonably believe that the use of physical force or deadly force is immediately necessary to protect themselves and their property from the intruder. Subsection B establishes a presumption that a person who unlawfully or forcefully enters, or is present in, a residential structure or occupied vehicle poses an imminent threat of unlawful deadly harm to anyone inside that residential structure or occupied vehicle. This presumption aids in justifying the use of force to defend against such an intruder, under Section 13. Example 2, an individual unlawfully enters a vehicle parked in a parking lot, placing the occupant in immediate danger. The occupant, relying on the presumption in this section, is presumed to reasonably believe that the threat or use of physical force, or deadly force, is immediately necessary to protect themselves from the intruder. Subsection C outlines exceptions to the presumptions mentioned in subsections A and B. These exceptions specify situations where the presumptions do not apply. The presumption does not apply if the person against whom force is threatened or used has the right to be in or is a lawful resident of the residential structure or occupied vehicle, and there is no order of protection or injunction against harassment filed against that person. The presumption does not apply if the person against whom force is threatened or used is the parent, grandparent, or legal custodian of a child or grandchild sought to be removed from the residential structure or occupied vehicle. The presumption does not apply if the person who threatens or uses force is engaged in unlawful activity, or is using the residential structure or occupied vehicle to further an unlawful activity. The presumption does not apply if the person against whom force is threatened or used is a law enforcement officer, who enters or attempts to enter a residential structure or occupied vehicle in the performance of official duties. Subsection D provides definitions for the terms used in this section. Residential structure has the same meaning as defined in Section 13, 1501, referring to a building or dwelling where people reside. Vehicle is defined as any conveyance, whether motorized or not, designed to transport persons or property. These definitions clarify the scope of the section's application, encompassing both residential structures and occupied vehicles. In summary, Arizona Revised Statutes, Title 13, Chapter 4, Section 419, establishes presumptions related to the defense of a residential structure or occupied vehicle. It provides guidelines for when a person is presumed to reasonably believe that the threat or use of physical force or deadly force is immediately necessary. The section also establishes a presumption that a person who unlawfully or forcefully enters such a location poses an imminent threat. Exceptions are outlined, specifying situations where the presumptions do not apply. This section aims to provide guidance and clarity in situations involving the defense of residential structures and occupied vehicles.